Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Rob is 38 years old.
Correct.
If you ask him how old he is, he will say, I'll be 39 this year. That's what he says. It's always a year ahead of, you know, he's going to be something, not he is actually something. So, Rob sent a rundown of what he did over the weekend that, you know, may be something that we can make comedy from, Riggins.
Okay.
So, in reading his activities from the weekend, we know that he's 38, but listen to what he did and tell me what age it sounds like he is.
Okay.
Okay? Friday, I went home and took a five-hour nap. It was very jarring to wake up after that. After that, I went to a friend's house to play card games. While there, I decided to go to a card tournament for a game I don't play often, but was just trying to get out of the house. So I woke up Saturday and went to Concord to play. I won one round following day of five and didn't do well. However, it was still fun. I went home and played the new Zelda game until bedtime. Sunday, I went to see Beetlejuice, and came home with pizza from Marco's and watched episodes of How I Met Your Mother until bed.
Whoa.
Now, if you give him, in my opinion, if you give him the thought of, okay, well, he can drive, because he drove to these places, I would say 16. Just made 16. But if you think maybe his mom could have taken him to these things, then I would think, you know, maybe 13, 12 or 13.
That's what I would have said. Yeah. Aside from the car thing, mm-hmm. 12 or 13.
I would have said 15, 16. Yeah. For sure.
We're going to get pizza, and then we're going to go see Beetlejuice and play cards.
I'll play in that tournament.
He's playing the Disney Lorcana game, by the way. So maybe
even Disney card. Even knowing the card game makes it part of the factor of what age you would think he is.
Yeah, but what skews it is like the episodes of How I Met Your Mother a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
agreed.
Not really like a 12-year-old, 13-year-old show. But other than that, that's a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, the Marco's pizza. It's not like. You know, I mean, I'm sure it's good, but
it was delicious.
It's definitely a, you know, 15-year-old. Yeah. Got some Marcos.
But a five-hour nap, that's like a 100-year-old. I mean, who takes a five-hour nap?
Well, that's probably right. A 12-year-old who stayed up all night the night before, you know.
Sleepover.
Sleepover or camping out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But throwing the Zelda in there with it, I mean, it's just absolutely absolutely perfect.
That is. That's amazing.
It's a scene, that's for sure.
Good for you, Rob.
Let's just hope they don't bring back the draft.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, Lindsay, there is a woman on the social medias who says that you are the type of woman that people need to be aware of. They need to stay out of your way. She's warning people against women like you. Here's what she has to say.
Tell you one person you don't want to play with in the store. That's a woman with a crossbody bag on. Honey, this woman is booked and busy. She don't have time to speak to you. She's not mean. She ain't got time to speak to you, honey. She got to go shopping, do some laundry. She got to pick the kids up. She got to take them to soccer practice. She got a PTA meeting in between that time. She got a couple of phone calls she need to talk to with her girlfriends about wine dates. And honey, she got to make a pot of tortellini soup before her husband get home. And she got to give him some loving that night. Honey, move out the way of a woman with a crossbody bag. Because she got things to do, and it all has to be done by 6:30, and it is 5:15. Leave that woman alone and move.
I love her.
That is spot on.
Yes. Need your hands free. We got stuff to do.
The cross body bag.
I love her.
I heard a father talking to his kids in the mall, and he goes, if you ever get lost, look for a woman with a cross body bag. Because that means, number one, she's a mom. Yeah. And number two, she's about business. Yeah. So look, if you ever get lost, find a woman with a crossbody bag.
That's the truth. And
she's in a hurry. Yeah. So she'll find where you need to go as quickly as possible.
She's going to fix your problems.
Because you know what's trending is like the little bags that you hold, but all the girls that have it are like under 25, you know? So it's like they got nothing to do. They don't need their hands free.
All right. What's the difference in a clutch and a wristlet? A wristlet has the strap on it?
Yeah.
Do you really wear it on your wrist?
Back when they were super popular, we did. But I don't think people really did that anymore.
Okay. Do you know that this office right next door to ours is a longtime friend of Jody's and me? She's mine and Jody's friend. And she runs a designer purse business out of this office right next door.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're just now telling me it's my third week. You're just now telling me this?
Yeah, you're about 6 feet away from dozens of designer handbags.
What? That is like why I exist in life is a designer bag.
You can almost smell the leather.
I'm going next door. Yeah. See ya.
Well, you're always gone before she gets in here.
You know, and all that. I got to wait today. That's it. Okay, so I gotta wait till what time
it's
today?
Tucker Tweed is the name of the company.
Super cute.
And she's not a nice person though.
She's not.
No, I'm kidding. Oh. She's like overly nice, like type of person that you're around for 5 minutes and you start to go, God, I suck.
Who am I?
I need to get you know better at treating people nicely.
Does she give little samples away?
I think she may have some sesame sticks in there or something.
Okay.
So you can sample that.
Yeah.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
TJ, you're a bad friend.
I know. Why now, though?
You're supposed to have my back and look out for me and things like that, and you have really dropped the ball on this one.
What did I do or not do?
You know I got a thing for Kate Gosselin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kate plus eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a controversial opinion. Some will call it a hot take. I think she's sexy. Oh. I don't care. I know people say she's got a bad attitude. She's hurting the kids. That might all be true.
Yeah.
But I think she's sexy, and there's something about her, some would say, sour attitude that I find devastatingly attractive.
You love assertive women.
I do. I do. Put me in my place. She's got all these kids. I think only a couple of them are still talking to her. I think they were like, once they hit 18, they were like, we're living with Dad. He's a DJ.
Red flag.
Yeah. He's a bartender at Chili's. He seems like a lot more fun than what you're doing. But she was out in Charlotte the other. Well, here's the reason I bring it up is because TJ lives relatively close to Kate Gosselin, Kate Plus Eight, and but she was out in the big city this week.
Really,
she never makes public appearances. She never goes out. Hmm. So I mean, it's like if you saw her driving around, you could
have. I don't go anywhere. I haven't seen her.
I never knew you lived near her, or she lived near you.
Yeah, she lives right around the way. Yeah.
Never knew that.
You know who else I live close to?
Who?
Da Baby.
Oh. You got Kate Gosselin on one side of Da Baby on the
other. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or as Jody calls him, Da Baby. I saw Da Baby at Harris Teeter. He's in a Rolls Royce getting a kid out of there, parked in the handicap spot. I'm pretty sure that was him. Is he little? I said, yeah, thus Da Baby being his name.
Yeah.
Well, that had to be him.
Da Baby.
Like, yeah, I saw Da Baby.
I love that. Like, which baby did you
see? I saw Da Baby, but I, you know, and pour one out for Papa Smoke.
Yeah, she called him Papa Smoke,
too. I love that.
Wouldn't that be a turn of events if I started dating Kate Gosselin and Jody started dating the baby? Yeah. Have you met my new boyfriend? He's the baby. He's a rapper.
And what's Christian McCaffrey's wife's name?
Olivia.
Yeah, saw her in the Harris Teeter one day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would hit my knees.
She
said, you know what? A lot of times those girls look way better on the internet or on TV and all that stuff. And you see them in person, they're pretty, but they're not like they, you know, like they look on TV all made up and everything. She goes, not the case with her. She is breathtakingly beautiful.
She's beautiful.
And she said, I saw her up close and she's being sweet to everybody.
Oh.
I'm like, well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Move out of the way.
She's going to run over him with her cart.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, old lady.
I'm trying to feed my family, you losers.
I'm a supermodel.
Excuse me.
No pictures. No pictures, please.
Hot person coming through.
Turn the security cameras off.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for that.
I would like to buy my yogurt-covered raisins in peace, please.
No. The baby can come in, but none of these regular people.
The baby.
I love that. That would be fun. Oh. Yeah, maybe we could double date or something if things between you two don't work out.
Yeah, between Jody and me?
Yeah.
I mean, jury's still out. Yeah. We're on that 30-year trial right now.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. You never know.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
I think I already know the answer to this, but TJ, did you ever find yourself alone at the house and throw a party and bring friends over?
No.
No.
No. When my parents were gone, I was a kid, no.
Good for you.
No, I would have people over, but they would know that they were coming over or whatnot.
But it
never a big party.
It happened one time in my life. I was home from summer from college, and I was at my parents' house. And they went away for the weekend and visit my grandmother. I was there by myself. And then my older brother, my middle brother, decided to come home for the weekend. He said, I'm going to come home too, and we're going to go in the pool or whatever. So he comes home, and he brings over two friends. And by the end of the night, I think we had probably conservatively 75 people.
Whoa.
At the house. And I was panicked until I started drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
And then I didn't care as much. And we did a pretty good job. I mean, people were smoking cigarettes up on the porch, jumping in the pool, drinking alcohol, throwing beer cans everywhere. We cleaned up everything on Sunday. And it was fine. Two things got us busted. Our cornball neighbor came over to tell my parents the next week that he found a couple beer cans in his front yard, and he just wanted to let them know. You loser. I hold a grudge against that guy to this day.
Yeah.
Leave us alone. The other thing, there was a barbecue sauce fingerprint on one of the walls in the den. We didn't even have barbecue, and I don't know who found barbecue sauce. I don't know how it happened, but my mom found the barbecue sauce fingerprint. Mm-hmm. So I get it. When you go away, your son is at home.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything scandalous.
No.
When you leave, right?
No.
What's the worst thing he could do? He's not going to. Whippets in the living room or anything.
No. He's 21. He doesn't even drink. Yeah, so
good for him.
Yeah.
Nerd.
He's a nerd. But no, because most of the time if we're gone, He's texting me a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Know, giving me updates on the ball games and things like that.
Yeah.
So
what do you do differently at your house when your significant other is out? I've always wondered if when my dad leaves, does my mom sleep on the opposite side of the bed? Like, just to test it out. Like, let me see this uncharted territory. Like, what is that like? Do you do anything like that, TJ? Or is it pretty much standard issue? Things are the way they've always been.
Pretty much the same. But I do watch TV in the living room.
You do?
Yeah. I find myself doing that because I can be right there by the kitchen getting snacks and whatever, sure, doing whatever I'm watching, rather than going upstairs to my puffy couch room, my TV room.
Yeah. It's a little liberating to have that space.
Like a wide open spaces like the Dixie Chicks.
At TJ Riggin Show, what do you do differently at your house when your significant other is out of town? Faith said, I eat pizza with the toppings I like. That's a great
one. Yeah,
that's a good one. I come from a family of five. We always had to get the Supreme. And then I'd have to pick off the peppers, onions, and olives that were always on the pizza. They didn't care. Adam said, I'm going to grill the biggest steak I can find. No sides. Love that. What do you do differently at your house when your significant other is out of town? Jill said, I tell all my stories to my dog. Oh my God. There's a lot of those. At TJ Riggin Show, if you've got a great one, we'd love to hear it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So this is really exciting. We have a phone number you can call or text. You can call or text us, 704-269-TJ18. So that's 704-269-8518. And you can give us a call or leave us a voicemail about anything. Tell us that you're loving the show. If you don't like the show, don't bother calling or texting. We don't need to hear that.
Because you don't want to get banned. Because we'll ban people from being able to listen or watch.
We'll put you on that do not call list.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So 704-269-TJ18. But it's been a huge success. We've already gotten some people calling to tell us how much they love the show. Here's one example.
Hey, I can't believe how skinny you look today. It's actually kind of scary. Here's the thing. You're skinny. You're funny. What's it like to have it all? Jody is so lucky to have you in her life. I hope she's grateful for all the things you've done for her since you rescued her from Louisiana. What would Jody be doing now if you hadn't swooped in at the last second to change her life for the better? She'd probably still be walking around barefoot with chipped nail polish. She's still doing that, but it's way less often. You work so hard every day. TJ, we're all just so lucky to have you in our lives. I know you don't like to brag about yourself, so let me do it for you. TJ, the world needs you more than ever. Who needs superheroes when you have TJ? Superheroes are for nerds anyway. Sorry, Rob.
So, yeah.
Wow. That is so sweet.
Yeah. People are chiming in.
I love hearing from the people.
Yeah. She loves you and clearly knows a lot about the show.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Rob. You don't need superheroes when you have TJ.
All right. And
disagree. We did get one for Lindsay, too. A guy called and said how much he loved Lindsay.
You're great on the show. It's so nice to have you back. But I'll get straight to the point. We want to see those big, beautiful...
Okay, I don't know what you said there. So I'm just going to cut him off. But the point is... People are calling. People are texting. They love the show.
So complimentary.
Yeah.
So if you want to be part of the show, maybe we'll play your call on the phone. 704-269-8518. We would absolutely love to hear from you.
Love that.
There's so a new good TikTok trend that I've been obsessed with. I don't know if it's new. I think it's been around for a couple of years. But there's been a lot of examples of it lately. Women are walking up to their husbands, kissing them in the kitchen, and then reaching behind them and lifting them up by their butt and putting their husbands on the counter.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Which is kind of something you would see a man do to his wife. Just to capture his reaction. What's interesting is like 90% of the guys freak out immediately once she puts them on the counter and shove her away kind of in an angry way.
Huh.
It's kind of weird.
How many women can pick up their husbands and put him on the counter?
It's a bit of a struggle. So there's kind of like the struggle. He's like, no, what? Why are you picking me up? Like, he doesn't want to be picked up.
I couldn't even lift the feet off the ground. Like, what? Yeah.
It's kind of a struggle, but it is interesting to see the guy's reaction. Yeah. They don't want to be feminized in that way, I guess.
Right.
That's probably the simplest.
Men don't want to be feminized. Your average guy doesn't want to be feminized.
And then post it in front of the world.
Yeah.
True.
If somebody is going to pick me up and sit me on a counter, it better be a really strong man for me not to protest. Yeah. With a strong chin and a great back.
Yep.
I love it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Single guys, we need to be strong. We need to get together, be stronger than what we currently are putting forth into the world. And I'm going to prove that coming up next. But we have a new hotline set up. The TJ and Riggins hotline, 704-269-TJ18. That's 704-269-8518. If you want to call us, if you want to leave us a text message, we would love to hear from you. As long as it's positive. And earlier we played some of the clips from TJ and Lindsay. People love them.
Well, as long as it's positive about me, I don't. The rest of y'all, it doesn't matter.
Well, I care. I don't make it about me either.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you're on the chopping block.
I don't care.
Yeah, she's fine with it. Obviously, she doesn't care what people think of her.
Yeah, clearly.
I did get somebody did leave a voicemail for me.
Riggins, I'm your biggest fan. I love the Week in Review, and it makes me laugh every week. But when did you get so fat? I remember you being thin. I preferred you then. I know your mom says you hide your light under a bushel basket, but she's wrong. Because there's no bushel basket big enough to hide your fat self. That might make sense if bushel baskets were the size of above-ground pools. Okay. But they're not. Have you thought about not eating spaghetti every day? Has that idea ever crossed your mind? You're so fat when you sit on your iPhone, it becomes an iPad. Seriously, Riggins, get it together. It's amazing that TJ, Lindsay, and Rob don't throw up the moment you walk into the studio. And remember, when you tell people you had a salad for lunch, they know you mean potato salad.
Okay. I'm going to flip you off behind. No, don't do that. That's not even funny. 704, what's the phone number? 704-269-8518. And then there's a meme going around. It's driving me crazy. A woman shared a text message, conversation she shared with a guy she matched with on Hinge. And they had a good first date. He went over to her house and she said, "Seriously, thank you for raking my leaves again, Chris. Ha ha." And so he like raked her leaves on the first date because he was over there and she just like asked him. And then this is how he responded. "Ha ha, no problem. If you let me stick around, I'll shovel your snow in a few months too." And put like a little winky face. Dude, get a grip. Yeah. I find that behavior so sad. I hate it. But you know why I feel so sad? Because I've been there before. I've done stupid stuff like that. Trying to do too much to keep somebody attracted to you when it might just not work out for you.
Yeah, so does that make you lose attraction to the person right away?
Lindsay, does it,
if it's a guy?
No, I mean, I think that's super sweet, but you think he's doing too much to try to keep, but I think he's just trying to impress her. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was hoping it was like incognito for like, "Thanks for letting me rake your leaves." You know?
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so Riggins, Rob said your microphone volume is low.
Oh.
And it's nothing that I'm doing over here that's any different. So are you whispering?
I don't know how to speak into a microphone, you think, after all these years.
Yeah.
But on the podcast, you can't even hear me most of the time.
Really?
Maybe bring it a little closer.
Yeah, I just don't know how to do it.
Because we got
to
make sure we hear you during your game.
I know. So I know historically not great at games, but we're learning a little bit about Lindsay now that she's back on the show. And I don't remember. Are you good at celebrity impressions, Lindsay?
No.
I didn't remember. I thought
right. Y'all made me do like Paula Deen and some other ones. No, it was terrible.
Okay,
people were like, "We don't even know who she's. Is she just her?" Mm.
So I've got a bunch of random celebrities in a cup, and we'll just pass the cup around and just do the performance to the person to your right and see if the person on your right can guess who you're doing. So okay. I'll go first. Lindsay, you can.
No, I didn't.
Okay. This will be easy. They're eating the pets. They're eating the pets. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. I know this.
Why?
It's too early, guys.
All right, pass. All right, you do one for
Wait,
love.
Who was
that
it?
That was Donald Trump.
Oh, they're eating. Yeah. Oh, duh.
They're eating
okay.
The pets.
But your voice didn't really sound like him.
Right. That's the point of the game. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, so do this to Rob.
On this. Okay.
Do this to Rob.
Oh. Okay. I like to work out. I lift weights.
Arnold
I'm super big. Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay. Nice guy. I was thinking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right. Rob is going to do a celebrity impression, and TJ is going to guess who he's doing.
It was a long day.
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
There we go. Whoa.
TJ, you're too good at this, though.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, I got.
I would have never gotten that.
That was not a good one.
Ever. I would have never.
Is that a classic line from a Morgan Freeman movie?
No. Not at all.
Wow.
Okay, Regan, I'm to you.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. What do I know about windmills? I know they blow.
That is... Sly, yeah. Sylvester Stallone, perfect.
Right. Yeah.
All right, here, let's do another one. Lindsay.
Ooh, I'm bad at this.
All right. Hey, y'all. My dad is also a music star, and I got a real, like, smoker's voice, and I'm a woman, if you can believe that.
I'm terrible.
Miley Cyrus,
oh,
pass.
Oh, God, okay.
One more.
I'm terrible
more.
At this. Oh, I did not have sexual.
No, that's not bad.
She doesn't go clean.
Hey, man, they stay the same.
Matthew McConaughey.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
Saved my life.
Does TJ know
TJ,
who's in that cup?
We've got time for one more, I think.
Okay. I'll hurry.
I think.
So, you know, I didn't make millions of dollars for my rapping. It's for my personality.
Oh.
And I let my boobs out and I fart on social media.
I know this one.
That is Cardi B.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Some hits and misses in there, but it was
lots
fun.
Of misses.
It was fun.
Okay. I should have done that. But it would have been too much of a giveaway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good, Riggins, that was nice.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Lindsay, we've known for years, like a long, long, long time, back when she was young. She was on our show as a regular member, and then she went on a sabbatical of 8 years, and now she's back. I had forgotten, because Riggins was just asking her about her opinions of older women with belly rings, but I had forgotten that story you were just telling us in the break about how you got yours and that your parents didn't know, and mm-mm. You said you were 11?
11 years old. I was 16, which is still too young. I don't think legally they could even do it without a parent signature.
So it was an establishment. It wasn't just like you and your friends piercing each other.
No.
Okay.
It was a classy establishment. The guy was like, sure, I'll do it for you kids. It was Concord in the 90s. We were fine.
Concord, North Carolina.
Yeah. So that it didn't pan out well for me because I was twisting it one day in the kitchen and my dad lifts my shirt up. What is this? I'm like, nothing. What do you mean?
Oh, you busted. I mean, that was a dumb thing to do.
Oh, it was stupid, but I was stupid.
And I was just saying the fact that her dad is a U.S. Marshal and you're going to try to get something by him as a 16-year-old.
Yep. I don't think I got anything by him. I did a lot of stupid stuff, but I always got caught. So.
But she's the girl out of two. She's got two brothers. You could have murdered somebody.
It was always fine.
Yeah.
In the long run.
But she's also the middle child. Right. So
yeah, no one cares about the middle child.
But that means though that she had other. You know, she had more crap going on, stirring up and everything than her brothers.
Oh yeah.
Because they were fine, upstanding young men. She's running around with piercings.
Yep.
And cheerleading.
Yep. going to parties, and you know, I was the cool one though. I was cool.
That is important.
Cool as I am.
Flitting around.
Yeah.
So did you get in trouble for that at all?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, I got in. Yeah. I always got in trouble, but I survived.
It didn't stop you from doing the next thing that
right.
came along.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I had fun.
So, but I don't even know if I should say this now. I don't want to get you in trouble with your parents. But did they know about your first tattoo?
Oh, yeah.
They knew when you got it?
Oh, no, not detail. Yeah, no. I mean, not.
How old were you when you got that?
20 something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, they pretty much know everything. Somehow I would get caught. Like the time I was holding a beer, I was not, you know, I don't drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the taste. I was holding my friend's beer. I got tapped on the shoulder. This was in college. Got tapped on the shoulder. Got a drinking ticket because they didn't breathalyze. I was like, I'm not drinking. I'm holding it for my friend. She's peeing, I swear. And my dad found out because he was getting me out of a speeding ticket one day. He was like, my daughter is a great girl, never gets in trouble. The judge was like, she got a drinking ticket. Like, so I always got in trouble.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how mad he must have been standing there?
Livid.
And me look like a fool.
Yeah, livid. Oh. Called me and was like, I'm on my way home. I was like, what? What? I'm
not home. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.